Melchus came to Torah, well, by the midah of Avis Abrius. I mean, the Shkiach of Mendes Chaim is a very interesting question. It's a Pella. How is Avis Abrius one of the Kenei Torah? It should be the opposite. It's somebody who's very social and somebody likes people, so it can make more shteres from learning and be involved in going to Simchas and also some other things. He says, Yisuyla Dove is, and Befrat, the Chazan's writes, Iker, Kenei Torah comes from a smadda. So he says Yisuyla Dove is based on Avchanarites Kavis Mamarim. The Mishnah says, Ildram Shadu Chapay Simbalam Hazeh. Why? The third thing is the Tevel Shemayim or the Brias. So the third thing is the Tevel Shemayim Tevel Brias. A fact, the Rechana, the Lecheris is Talmud Torah in the Mishnah. So how is Talmud Torah something which is Tevel the Brias? And Rav Chaim says that the Pshat is that the whole Kiyam of the Vel, just like the Kliyas Brias Eretz was Bishvil Torah, who did the Kiyam of the Vel is Bishvil Torah, and every single second is totally in Talmud Torah. And therefore, by learning, Ein Lecha Mitev Tevel Brias Eretz Mizah. Misha Eves Abrias, and Maimon Rishlim and Kim Ha'il was telling Kli Torah Faket. He's going to end up learning more. He realizes this is the Kiyam of a Kol Abrius. He brings down then Sefer Melech Shel Torah. He brings Rav Shach, which says that the Mara Torah is maxed for people to learn. And others, let it Chazan writes, and let it Kshem Shevei Odom Eskak and Pulisayim Ein Rav Ein Zoya Shevei Dem Eskenis Sein So to Ho Kai So Vesem Is Kuf Echod Nem Is Mashpia On Each Other. And through a person learning, he helps other people in Mechazik and create a Mitzias of Ruchnis in the world. And therefore, through Avis Abriyas Vakar, the person is going to have even bigger Hasmada. It's an Eifen of his Iris Hasmada. That's Mashkiach wants to take it out. The Shmur brings down that the reason why he has Sheikhas to Avis Abriyas, the Sheikhas to the Torah, he says, because somebody has Avis Abriyas, the Makar of the Torah, they have Avis Abriyas, the Makar of the Torah. And through that, the Makar of the Torah, you learn. This is Yisidah Davis, okay, his darker, they said a person's oivis, a brias, he's makasov to the klal, to the brias. And Torah is not given to Yechidim, it's given to Tzibur. Mashiach is not oivis, a brias, nivin lechal, help person be zeichel to the Torah, because Torah is given to the klal. Shalom's Mahalach in Perkei Tes, he says the Mahalach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves somebody, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu oivis, oivis Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem loves somebody who loves klal Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to somebody who he loves. So therefore, through Avos Abrius, and you're loving people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to love you, and therefore you're going to give us the Torah. Kamoicha, the Chaim Vital writes in Shara Kedusha, Lo yitzal mitzvah zu amru, k'zeh kal gala b'terah, shukulu tliya bav leizach, m'yitzach al meloisa, v'shal oiv Yisrael, m'tzitar b'tzitarasam, shukain yashoko kol Yisrael. Tana v'yel, perichav ches, amla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'ni oiv ayam, kul kasay adav shavakishchem, mani mevakshim yichem, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? The lashon is you even zeze. It's so chashuv that Shmuel and Yisrael love each other. The person gets the Avos Abrius. One even is the Sefer Peliyotz writes in Avos Reim. The Iker Avos Reim is you should have to wear the clothing of your friend. You have to pay yourself in a person's place. You have to feel what he's feeling. You have to. This is a famous vart that says that Klal Yisrael got a tzivui of the mitzvah shliach avodim. The Yisham being zana was sent to Mitzrayim. So if I can find Shalavitz, what did they say Mitzrayim for? The Chayr was in the Geit till he got there at Yisrael. Man, you evil. So the Yisidah Dove is that once to send out the Eved, something is very difficult, very, very hard. How can send out his trusted Eved, which he worked for him so many years? The person loses cleaning the Eved, he gets so bad out of shape. Sure, losing Eved. Tarot says the way to do it is, remember you were Eved in Mitzrayim, remember how it felt. And then you can put yourself in Eved's place, and with that you have the koyach to send him out. And the best way to feel another person's pain is remember when you were in pain, remember how you felt. And if you remember how you felt, you freeze the moment and you have to feel another person's pain. Another way I get the Avos Abrius is Rav Dessler writes in Mechilat Elio. The Ava comes from the Sina. Why do parents love their children more than children love their parents? Says the way you get it is by constantly giving and giving and giving, and you do tircha for them, that brings out the Ava to other people. And that's a pshat how they saw how they have a love for Klal Yisrael, they have a love for Yidden. The pshat is being that they give so much to the Tzibur, and the most nefesh with the Tzibur, therefore they create such an Ava. Actions which will make you love people. What are examples? If it's someone who's sick, don't embarrass anyone, don't slash hurt anybody, give people compliments, smile, show respect, find a poor person, give them money, make an effort to spare some financial loss, give chizuk to people, and by doing that, through the kriyah and the sina, you come to Avos Abrius. It doesn't mean that you love people. Loving people is that you see the virtue, the milas of the person, you see the good in them, the people you're close to, your parents, your spouse, your siblings, your children, people you love, you see the goodness in them, and you don't focus so much on their chesreinus. You have to train yourself to focus on people's good. Find the milas of every single person. Is the person accepting? Is he patient? Is he caring? Is he efficient? Is he flexible? Is he noble? Is he persistent? Is he sweet? Is he tactful? There's so many milas a person has. They have to focus on the milas. Somebody came to him in order to ask him to write Hamlotza. It was maybe late at night, and the family didn't let him in. The stipple said, what? He says, the only reason I'm alive is to do teva to another Jew. I used to say, when they come to business on Maila, and they ask me, what do I do? If it's Torah, I'll say, can I say Yitzah? Amiras v'Torah? Yir Shemayim? Can I say Yir Shemayim? The only thing I could say I did was I had Havas Yehudi. When I go into the street, I used to think, I said a story on the Hesped of the Satmar Rebbe. There's a Maisa that somebody came into the Rebbe and he said that, oi, his children, his wife, are very sick and doesn't have the money. So Sam Rebbe quickly went and he started crying and he took all the money he had in the house and he gave it to him. He even went and he asked the Rebbe maybe to borrow some money and he gave it to this person. Afterwards, the Gabe came in after the person left and he said, you know, that person, he ripped you off. His wife's okay and his children are okay, and just a ganav. So Sam Rebbe was like, great! He said, I'm so happy his wife and children are okay. I have no more saying about Sarah head. Oh, you know, it's okay. So the Rashad said, unbelievable. What are you? So I wasn't meeting to. This mice with the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim was on a train and he was going with the Rav Meir Dan Polotsky, the Kli Chemda. And they got to a certain place. They got there's a big crowd waiting. One of Takanot is to come to wait to see the Chavetz Chaim. There's a big crowd. The Chavetz Chaim said he's not going out. Doesn't want to go. So Chacham asks him, why not? So he says, what do you mean? I'm an old person. I'm going to get COVID. COVID is something which is dangerous. Misukan. And also, it's straight to be the chosid that any Gashmi person has a ma'azah, you don't take it from the Mechir Golam Haba, but from COVID, you lose the Mechir Golam Haba. So I don't want to go. So Chacham told me, I answer two tainas. Number one is, it's Kedai for a Yid to lose his Olam Haba, part of his Olam Haba, in order to make other Jews happy. And second, Chavetz Chaim said, oh, don't need a second. That's my spik. That's Torah, a Muchum, a Zuman, to do in order to lose the Olam Haba. It's worth it for me, in order to smeich a Yid in this world.